If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Be real with us for a second. Would you want your significant other, the first time that he or she says I love you, to be at someone else's wedding? 855-444-6342. Is that a romantic setting, someone else's wedding, because love is in the air, you're just kind of feeling the love? Or do you feel like, no, this is someone else's day, this is their love story, and I don't want you to say I love you? To me, when someone else's love story is happening, this is all about them. 855-444-MEGA. I'm going to tell you the reason I brought this up is because this happened in the Bear. Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm on episode 7. This
I'm
is a big
so
deal.
Proud of
Maybe
you.
Maybe this is a big celebration. I had a newborn, and so my wife and I watch like literally like 30 minutes of TV a night because we're exhausted. We're constantly taking care of a baby. And so just the breaks to watch TV just don't happen right now. And I love The Bear. And the new season came out like right when my son was being born. And I'm slowly catching up. And one of the guys, one of the characters at this wedding episode goes, I'm going to say I love you to my girlfriend. I'm going to do it. And then he says it. And I thought to myself, what an interesting time to say I love you for the very first time is at someone else's wedding. 855-444-6342.
I don't see a problem with this at all. I think it actually makes it cooler if they say it at the wedding because they're inspired. Like maybe they want to take the further step to want to get married to you one day. Like it's just the setting's right. Love is in the air. I would love that.
I would love that.
I don't think I would love that. I feel like everything is heightened. And so it would almost be like maybe when you get home afterwards or something, I just wouldn't want it to be in such a public area. Like what if you're just like on
well,
the dance floor
have
and they're
to, like
I
shout
you.
It out. Like it could just be intimate.
Like you're just feeling the moment. I would be suspicious. Like first off, I have weird thoughts on love and everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Yes.
I feel like
you do.
I only want to say I love you to one person. I've only said it to my wife. We've been together since high school.
That's so been your only girlfriend.
Yeah, so it's a little bit easier to say that, but I don't want to throw out the word casually. I really do think and believe in soulmates as we have a deeper conversation about love. I believe in soulmates. So I don't think you can, I think you can't like really just feel what love is to multiple people. And so I would not want it to feel like it doesn't come from all these different places, which is seeing them at their best, seeing them at their worst. I just don't want to be, I don't want it to be during Christmas, right? Like everyone is spirit and high and jolly and we're all just
That's
caught up in the moment.
That makes it even
You want it to be when they're down in the dumps and sad?
No, I want it to be like casual. I want it to be like you are just living your life every single day.
I just want them to mean it. I don't care where the location is. I just want them to
mean it. You can't mean it at someone else's wedding.
Yes, you can.
I think it's what Brett's saying. You're caught up in the emotion.
Yes.
And you don't really mean it. So it's one of those things where it's like if somebody says, I love you, and then a couple days later, you know what? I told you I loved you at the wedding. I really like being around you.
You're just excited. When people are excited, they like things that even they don't like. They just, feelings aren't really natural. I would rather like love yous happen when you're like just naturally cooking together and doing everyday stuff, what life is. And be like, I love this. I want to do more of this. There's the normal mundane stuff. I don't want to be like at an amusement park and on the best vacation ever in paradise.
Like, it's kind of like when you're on like The Bachelor. And they're all saying I love you after knowing each other for like 5 weeks in that heightened environment is kind of the same. I don't agree with everything Brett's saying, but I don't think I would want to be told I love you at somebody else's wedding.
It's like when you're on vacation. Everything is better on vacation. You're like, I don't hate my job as much.
That doesn't make your feelings invalid, though.
Yes. No, Brett's waiting for, honey, I got fired. And I love you.
Yes.
On the worst day of your life.
Guys, right. I was unemployed when I got married. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Point proven. I do. I love that. I love when you love me when I'm not dressed up in a tux and love is in the air, and we're drinking champagne.
It doesn't matter where they say it.
No, I don't think. I think it's messed up to be told I love you in the middle of a wedding. And I also think it takes away from their day. This is all about their love story.
They don't need to know.
It doesn't need to be our love
story. They don't care that they just said I love you for the first time.
I don't think the bride and groom care. I think you should care. This should be your love story, not... Oh, we piggyback off someone else's love story. How lame, I think. 855-444-MEGA. So that's 855-444-6342. Jump in on this. Is it okay to say I love you at someone else's wedding? Little PSA, I know that I'm behind like a month or so, but The Bear is really good this year, guys.
Yeah.
Everyone who like watches that show has probably already finished it. Like, yeah, dude, what?
We know.
We've moved on. But because I have a newborn, I finally am catching up on The Bear. And in one of the episodes, one of the guys at someone else's wedding says I love you to his girlfriend for the first time. And I thought to myself, you can't say I love you at someone else's wedding. Like, this is their day. This is their love story. You're just getting caught up in the emotions. I would feel like it would feel so unauthentic. It feels like when you, like, on this big vacation, like, when did your significant other say I love you to you? Would you want your significant other to say I love you for the first time at someone else's wedding? 855-444-6342. Grace, would you have any issues with your significant other says I love you for the very first time at someone else's wedding?
I wouldn't mind it. I think it's fine depending on the person, but if it goes wrong, then it goes really wrong.
Yeah. When you say I love you at someone else's wedding, you really are putting it out there. Then it can go take a real left turn. Thank you so much for the call. Crystal, do you think it's okay to say I love you at someone else's wedding?
I think it's okay. I don't think it's a big deal, but sorry, Brett. Love you guys.
Crystal, you called in just to disagree with me, didn't you?
I love that.
Crystal.
But you agree with me, though, so that's great.
Crystal, guess what? I was going to say I love you to you, but now I can't
because the setting is not right.
We don't have love in the air. We don't have champagne. And you told me I'm an idiot.
No, but I'm ridiculous. I say I love you to everybody. Love you, bye. Like, I literally couldn't wait to tell you guys that I love you guys, and I listen every morning.
We love you right back.
Well, I was going to say the same thing to you, Crystal, but until you said I disagree with you, Brett. No, Crystal, I love you. And I would say it at a wedding to you, too, even.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Guys, we don't know if that's authentic or not. Now. Look at you guys all reacting. Oh, he would do it at a wedding. You guys all thought it was cool.